This is message 5 of the Conference of a Church in Bangkok, October 2013. Verses are Psalm 125. Amen. May we have a humble heart. Oh Lord, lead us. So that we will understand your will. Thank the Lord. Lord, give us a humble heart. So once again, give you the word from this meeting. May your word work further in us. Lord, you love your church, and you love your house, and you love Jerusalem. So, to work through your word. Yes, Father. Give us all heavenly wisdom to fully understand your will. Amen. Thank the Lord. Do remember that God resists the proud. The pride is a bad habit of the devil. As Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 tells us that because of pride, because Satan thinks that he was very smart, in the end, he became proud, and he wanted to be equal as God, equal to God. Proud people will become blind. They become blind. Once a person becomes proud, he cannot see anything anymore. He becomes foolish. And would be cast down. That's what happened to Satan. That's why if we're proud today, that is the poison of Satan in us that is growing in us or expressing itself. Don't think that pride is a small thing. You have to remember God hates 7 things, and foremost is the proud. May the Lord have mercy on us. If we would humble ourselves, and we would be willing to condescend ourselves, to lower ourselves, the Lord God would remember us. And he would also show you the precious heavenly things. What does the Bible say? What did Paul say? If you only get knowledge, and yet you have not touched the reality of life, this knowledge would puff you up and make you proud. This is a dreadful thing. Do not think that knowledge is a good thing. Knowledge puffs people up. It's dreadful. We have all experienced this, and we've also seen this. If we have gone through this, and yet we have not learned the lesson, then we are really hopeless. There's no salvation for us. So today, do not be so desirous of knowledge. When we fellowship, we should not be fellowshipping about some knowledge that is void of life. You have to share, fellowship what you have experienced, what the Lord Jesus has worked and accomplished in you, what the Holy Spirit has taught you. It's your experience. Only this is helpful. If you just fellowship some knowledge, it doesn't even help yourself. How could it help others? Isn't that so? So may the Lord have mercy on us. Do not, that we will not be proud. There are too many verses in the Bible concerning the proud. When we come to the New Testament, the Lord said the same thing. James and Peter, they all said the same thing. So if you have read so much of the scriptures, and you have not even learned this point, then I don't know what you have read. Amen. Our Lord is God, and yet He lowered Himself. We are fallen people, and we want to lift ourselves up. Tell me, isn't that dreadful? It's dreadful, terrible. That's why at this stage, at this level, we should learn to lower ourselves before the Lord. It's not being some kind of a humble person. No, no. It's a true lowliness. Because you really recognize that you have nothing in yourself. What do you have? Think about it. What can you do? Especially concerning the heavenly things, what can you do? Your growth in life has to come to this level. So you tell the Lord, Lord, I need your mercy. I cannot do anything. Otherwise, you look at today. Everybody wants to do a great work. Why do you want to do a great work? You want to use man's ways to do trainings. Oh, everybody has to give their money. And then after you graduate, you have to go serve for 2 years. Oh, come listen to me. I'll be the trainer. And everybody has to donate money. And the parents also have to send their son for 2 years, I don't know, to Russia or to some place, to Manchuria. Everybody is in this kind of a thing. The Lord didn't do that. The Bible didn't do that. What is this? This is man's ways. Today, if we can do anything, we need the grace of the Lord to work in us. We need Christ to be working and expressing Himself out of us. Only this counts. May the Lord have mercy. We come up to Psalm 124. The psalmist here admitted, the people of Israel would say, you know, today in the church, we are the Israelites. If it had not been for our abilities, how would we have such accomplishment today? It's not like this. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, who helped us. It was repeated twice. It was repeated twice. We have to say 20 times, 200 times, and we have to say it daily. if were not the Lord who had helped us, where would you be today? When people attacked us, when their wrath was kindled against us, they would have swallowed us alive. Don't you believe this? Look at how it was when the Lord Jesus was on this earth. Didn't those religious people want to swallow him alive? It's good that the Lord did not allow them. If the Lord had allowed them, they would have swallowed up our Lord Jesus alive. You know, brothers and sisters, in our church life today, we're not up to that standard. Whether or not the enemy is going to swallow you or not, it doesn't taste like much to him. You don't taste that good to him yet. Why would he want to eat you up? You are no threat to him. He doesn't need to swallow you. Because you yourself, you swallow one another. You already are swallowing each other. Why would he need to swallow you? Would he still need to swallow you up? Would he still have to eat those things that don't taste so good? If the Lord Jesus were just like the Pharisees, do you think the devil would come swallow him up? There's no need. Do you think I'm joking? The church became a chaotic mess. Who did all that? Did we do all that ourselves? Now, if among us there's no harmony, there's fighting, in the book of Galatians, it says you have to be careful that you should not be eating one another up. You're devouring one another. In the end, you devour yourselves. And would the devil still have to come and devour you? Satan will say, I have nothing to devour. They already ate themselves up. He didn't even come. He had not come yet to devour you, and you have already devoured yourselves. Isn't this the case? Oh, Lord Jesus. May the Lord have mercy on us. We have to be enemies of Satan. Do not be enemies with one another. Sometimes we're here in the church like enemies. It doesn't mean to say that if something is not right, that I do not speak, but I do not consider you as my enemy. The word is spoken for your benefit. It's not to judge you or to criticize you. It's because I want to help you. That's why I speak the word. So if you are smart, then you would learn and you would humble yourself. And don't come bite me if I say something to you. Like Proverbs, if you rebuke a foolish man, he will turn around and bite you. That's why if you see a person who wants to bite others, then you should not say anything. But a wise person, you need to. If a person is wise and you say something to him, he will thank you and he will not bite you. Today, here in the church, learn well to help one another. If our church life is a living testimony, the enemy would come around and want to devour you. And the religious ones will also come to oppose you. Satan will be afraid of you. But if we are devouring one another, he is clapping his hands there. Come, come. Perform some more. Bite some more. Open up your mouth wider to bite. Don't think that this is a joke. That is why your view of the church and your view concerning spiritual things, your perspective has to grow. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us and the stream would have gone over our soul. This refers to the powers of darkness. Then the swollen waters would have gone over us. NIV says the flood would have engulfed us, the torrent would have swept over us, the raging waters would have swept us away. This does not just refer to people but that oppose us, but it refers to the powers of darkness that are attacking us. But the Lord is there to save us. But thank and praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Thank the Lord. Otherwise, we would have been dead long ago. Satan wants to devour us. Thank the Lord. The Lord loves the church, and He will protect His church. Many times we use man's hands trying to protect the church. And then what happens? You don't need to protect the Lord's church. You know, when the ark was taken by the Philistines, tell me, did God need someone to protect them? It's He who is protecting you, not you protecting Him. It's strange. We all think that we have the strength to protect the church. Perhaps you're protecting your own work. You're not really protecting the church. If it's God's kingdom, it does not need your protection. It's He who needs to come and protect you. What can you do? Be a little wiser. We can only pray and rely on this Maker of heaven and earth. If you can destroy the church, go ahead and go destroy it. But if this church is built up by God, and you're not the one building it up, if you are the one who's doing the building, you are responsible. But if God is the one, if the Lord is the one building it up, the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. But if you think it's your ministry that's building up the church, or it's your ability, or you train them, it's your work. It's the ability of a certain person. If such is the building, then you have to go protect it. God will not protect you. It's not his work. Why should he protect it? But if he is the one who built it, if it's the apple of his eye, if you go touch it, you dare to do it, if you dare to touch it, tell me, wouldn't the Lord rise up and chasten you? When I talk about some chastening, some discipline, there's still a light word. The Lord would not allow us to be given to them as prey to their teeth. No. Do not be afraid. What are you afraid of? Young people, when you are working there, standing there for the Lord's testimonies, do not be afraid. But if it's you who are doing it, you should be afraid. But if it's the Lord who does the work, what are you afraid of? Toby, are you afraid? Christian, are you afraid? I'm afraid of myself. Good. If you're afraid, you should be afraid of yourself. Do not be afraid of the devil, of the enemy. Thank the Lord. Up until today, I don't have much worry. You want to come destroy it? Come destroy it. The church is not mine. Is it yours? It's the Lord's. You want to destroy the Lord's church? It's your problem. We are not so capable. We are like a bird. Don't think that you're like a lion. In Thailand, you're like big elephants. There are a lot of elephants here in Thailand. You want to protect the church? Can the elephant protect the church? The Bible says here, like a bird. If you think you're very strong, the Lord would tell you, okay, you, go ahead and protect it yourself. He would not need to come to protect you. Because you are the mighty man. You're the Hercules. You're strong. And big. And the Lord would say, okay, I'll come watch the show. Are you a bird before the Lord? What are you? Toby, what are you? Are you a big eagle? A German eagle? Is a big German eagle? If you're a big German eagle, then you don't need God's help. You know, the bird catchers, they all catch the small birds. They don't catch the big ones. What are you? Do not think that you're so capable, that you're so smart. No matter how smart you are, you can't be smarter than Satan. He's been catching birds for the last 6,000 years. Do you think you can run away? How old are you? He's very experienced. Can you win against him? It's a joke. We are like a bird. We're just a small bird. we truly need God's help. Otherwise, it's very easy for us to be swallowed up. It's too easy. That's why the psalmist said, we, the children of God, Israel, is like a bird. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. We've escaped. If the Lord would not help you, do you think you can break the snare? Who can help you? How many times have you been caught, let me ask you? Toby, how many times have you been caught? Today you escaped and tomorrow you're caught again. You're trapped. This week you escaped and the next week you're entrapped again. You're ensnared. You don't know how many times you've been ensnared. And you escaped again. How many times? Many, many times. So do not think that we are so strong. We are like little birds. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank and praise the Lord. You know, when Paul and Silas were taken into prison, and the gates were so big and heavy, they were all broken up. Peter was locked up in prison. The angel came and opened the door, and they came out. Isn't that the case? You need to know the Lord today. The church is not something you and I can build up. We can't do it. That is why do not be afraid. You have to believe in this Creator of heaven and earth. He can help you. But we really have to know, who is building? Who is the builder? Then you would have the assurance. Thank and praise the Lord. You have to see, to experience. Experience the Lord who saves us. He saves you from yourself. He saves you from the lying lips. And He saves you from your deceitful tongue and the wild, barbarous flesh and the proud self. And He will also save us from the power of darkness. Truly so. Brothers and sisters, this is no joke. It all depends on our church life. Whether it's worthwhile for the Satan to come devour us. Right? You remember Job? Job, right? When there was a meeting in heaven. There was a meeting in heaven. Satan came. Satan came around. It's strange that Satan also went for the meeting. If it were up to me, you say, look at the registration. Oh, Satan came to register. He came. God is not afraid of him. If it were me, you know, I wouldn't let him register. But God is God. Okay, come. And when he came, God even challenged him. Look at my servant Job. Did you see Job? God is not afraid of him. You can go do your thing. Now, can the Lord say today, yo, look at the church in Bangkok. Look at our brothers dwelling together in oneness, in unity. Are they really dwelling so harmoniously in oneness? Satan will say, oh, that's because you're blessed and they're all so successful. They have everything. Of course they love you. Would the Lord have the assurance that, fine, you go. No matter what you do, they will not be shaken. Just like Zion. Didn't you go to Psalm 125? Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Is that the case? Or it, you know, with some shaking, and then it would be moved, and then shake some more, or collapse. With this, a wee little thing, and you have a big fight. You don't need any shaking. Just the wind would just blow, and you will fall over. If the church is like this, it doesn't work. You know your own situation. Our church life. Is our church life solid? Have we grown to the second level? You've been in the church for so many years, so you should be so solid. And you experience the Lord's help. And step by step, the Lord shows the works of His hands. If this is the case, you will not be afraid. What are you afraid of? You want to come destroy it? You can try. You can not only not destroy it, but the Lord will destroy you. You would have met your match. Is the church so easily destroyed? If he is the one who's building, the Lord does not want a church built by man's hands. The creator of heaven and earth does not dwell in a temple built by man's hands. Have you not read this word? And now, who is the one building the church in Penang? Oh, Lord Jesus. Truly, let us see that you are the one who is building the church. Thank the Lord. So in the end, oh help, verse 8 in Psalm 124, our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. It's not because of man. Your help comes from man, it will be a big mess. I hope that in these last days, we would all trust in the Lord. Do not rely on yourself. Do not rely on your ability. do not rely on the strength of a horse or the legs of men. Do not rely on the strength or a man's power, ability. Do not trust or rely on all those. In the building of God's heavenly kingdom, all these things are useless. You have to rely on the Lord. Rely on the Spirit of Jehovah. Truly so. If your spiritual life, your life would grow gradually, you will then understand. And then it continues to in the Song of Ascent to 125. Those who trust in the Lord, hallelujah. You have to come to this level. You people who are working in the universities, who are you afraid of? Toby? Christian? Johannes? You go there to preach the gospel. Who trained you? Who are you relying on? Are you relying on your talent? Are you relying on your knowledge of the Bible? What are you relying on? Rely on God. If you rely on God, you will not boast, because there's nothing to boast. You see, Paul did so much work. What did he boast in? He boasted in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, if I want to boast, I want to boast in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the one who did it. Do you dare to steal his glory? Are you a heavenly thief? You want to go steal God's glory? Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. They can never be moved, which cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope that for many years, truly, it's been many years. You know, brothers and sisters, I grew up as a child in the church in Manila. The church in Manila has a long history. Sixty some years ago. There was always a confusion, and there was division upon division. Once a shaking comes, everything just fell apart. They fought with one another, and they had lawsuits. I don't know how many years they spent in fighting over a meeting hall. Actually, they all were so rich, they might as well give it to them and go buy another one. But they just did not want to lose. Tell me. Who is laughing at them? Ridiculing them? Who is dancing there? You're having a lawsuit with one another, and the enemy is dancing around. Tell me, if you are fighting with one another, who is happy? Is the Lord happy? Is that the church of God? Once it's shaken a little and it's all over? It doesn't work that way. No, no. It cannot be. If we intervene, with our own hands, and we bring in the world, the way of the world, and the hearts change, and you want to be the Pope. You want to be the head. It's over. That's why that kind of, if you still call that kind of a thing the church, I don't want to, don't call it the church. I don't know what it is. Some people say, oh, but there's still the church. I say, what kind of a church? Is a church like that? Do you think the kingdom of God is like that? So just do not remain in the teachings. You cannot just get out of the realm of teachings. May the Lord have mercy on us. Mount Zion is unshakable. Whatever that can be shaken and can collapse, how could that be Zion? The nation is already gone. Is there still a kingdom? The whole nation is lost. But in the Bible, Mount Zion is unshakable. Have you not read it? Where is it? Let me test you. Hebrews, which chapter? Chapter 2, you read it to me. You can read it in whatever language. You can read it in whatever language. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Chapter 2. Amen. You have come to Mount Zion, city of the living God. Amen. 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 Hebrews 12:22. That you have come to Mount Zion, into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Can such a Mount Zion, can such a church be shaken? You can't even touch it. Can you shake up the heavenly city of God? Read on. Read on. Read on, beginning with verse 25. Let's read it in Chinese. We'll read it in Chinese from verse 25 to the end. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably in reverence and godly fear. For God is a consuming fire. Yeah. The church is an unshakable kingdom. You go try, shake it. Now, if we were such a church, Satan would be afraid. The gates of Hades would all rise up to challenge it. Are you afraid of it? Are you afraid? What are you afraid of? But if we just have some meeting on Sunday morning and then we have a meeting and we go home, and we go home and we fight at home. There's fighting in the church, there's fighting at home. Once the problems come, difficulties come, it just collapses. When the wind comes, or when the flood comes, you collapse. And when the rivers flood in, then you're all flooded, covered. What is the use of such meetings? Jerusalem, Zion, the church should be God's kingdom on this earth today. It's solid. It's rooted and grounded. You have to be rooted and grounded in Christ. Your Christian life should be very firm. It's not shaken, moved back and forth. Thank and praise the Lord. It can never be shaken. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people. From this time forth and forever. This is a normal situation. But if it's an abnormal situation where the Israelites didn't want God anymore, they wanted to go worship idols. When the prophets came to speak, they didn't want to hear them. In this abnormal situation, do you think that the Lord Jehovah will still protect you? He spoke again over and over again, and you did not listen. Fine. Do not think that our Lord is so stupid. But in a normal church life, it should be very firm, solid, unshakable. Do not be afraid of people opposing you. No, it's okay. Opposition is normal. When the Lord Jesus came to this earth, there were so many people who opposed Him. Was He afraid? Are you afraid? Young people, if you want to work for the Lord, you have to be brave. Why do you have to be brave? Because the Lord is there to protect you. It's not your own bravery. Have you experienced the Lord protecting you? What are you afraid of? My big brother is right behind me. He is our big brother. He's the firstborn son. Isn't he your big brother? He's your big brother. We've got our big brother backing us up. Amen. But here, you have to see the church life. Although you have the Lord helping you there to protect you, but we also have responsibility. You should not allow the evil people to come into the church. He says, the scepter of the wicked shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, the church is your land, and you have to protect it well. Do not let unrighteous things come into the church. No. God's kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness. That is why the church needs to have elders who are doorkeepers, watchmen. Doorkeepers, the watchmen are very important, the guards. Do not think that I'm very gentle. When the thief comes in, I'll be more fierce than you. We all have to be fierce towards the enemy. You know, the Lord Jesus has four faces. The first face is the face of a man. On the right side is the face of a lion. And there is the face of the ox. And then on the back, there's the face of an eagle. Towards the brothers and sisters, you should not turn your face to be the face of a lion to come bite them. But if a wicked man should come in, do not face them with the face of the man. They won't be afraid. He won't be afraid. You have to turn your face. You have to be like in the city of Chengdu, where they have the show where they change their faces very quickly, in a split second. If you see me change my face, don't be frightened. We all have to learn to change our face. Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus also changed the face. He is very meek and humble, but towards the Pharisees in Matthew 23, he scolded them a lot. Didn't he change his face? So you know, this technique of changing faces did not come from Chengdu. It's our Lord Jesus who started it. If you're not like this, you allow the scepter of the wicked to come in. It would affect the righteous people. Don't you believe that? In the last 40 years, the wicked people came into the church and made the church into one big mess. In the end, the elders all became afraid, and they just did bow to the wicked man and did whatever this man said to do. Everybody was afraid. The elders were all very gentle. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. You want to do this? Yes, 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 yes. Especially they have the big whatever apostle as backbone. Do not think that I'm joking. I am not talking about teachings here. I really hate just giving teachings. The scepter of the wicked cannot enter in. If you come in, I will not be very polite to you. Much less would the Lord be polite to you. His word. The wicked, the scepter of the wicked will not remain. Perhaps it slipped in, but it should not remain. You have to chase him out. If you allow him to remain, it will damage the whole church. The churches, the whole earth would be affected. Then what? It's not that simple. Today, we are Mount Zion, the kingdom of God. It's righteous and it's peaceful, and it's in harmony, and it's holy. In the end, the unrighteousness came in. Tell me, if the church became like this, wouldn't God come to judge it? That is why you ask the young people in Germany. I told them all the history of the church. Right? You can testify to that. I do not hide things from them. If I hide things from them, how are they going to learn? Do they want to repeat the mistakes of the past history? As brothers, especially brothers who lead the church, don't be someone who can really speak well and give messages. You have to be a righteous person, a holy person, an upright person. Do not be someone that's so loose. Your ability is of no use to the Lord. Oh Lord, you have to learn. We all have to learn the lesson. If we do not learn, that ancient serpent would creep in again. He would come mess things up again. Amen. Lord, do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. Do not appreciate those who have some ability and who can give messages, those who are gifted. Do not appreciate those people. There's nothing much to appreciate. So what if they're eloquent? All politicians have a mouth. Their mouths not only know how to give messages, they also can lie. But you have to look at that person, whether you're an upright person, whether you have a sincere heart, whether you hate the proud, and you're a holy person. It's only such a person who can be used by the Lord. So what if you can give a message? Do you know how to pray? There are many who can give messages, who can speak, but are there many who can pray? God's house is not a house of messages, but it's a house of prayer. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. They'll be punished. They will be banished with the evildoers. Do not think that the Lord won't do that. Today, He's still giving us an opportunity to repent. And if you don't repent, the Lord would work according to His word. In the end, the church will become nothing. If you're so loose, is it still His church? You're lawless. Are you still His church? The biggest punishment is to be rejected by the Lord. That the Lord would let you go and let you do whatever you want to do. That's the biggest punishment. Just like Judas, go quickly, do what you have to do. Just go do your thing. If the Lord would allow you to go do your thing, you're done with. It's 12 o'clock. Let's not speak further. I think I've spoken enough.